It is time. It's 3 o'clock on this beautiful March 14th, almost Ides of March. We got lots to celebrate. I want to make a dedication and send this show out for the Persian New Year, Nowruz, which is happening. Thanks for being here, folks. Stay tuned, and thanks. Some music from Persia, from Iran. And actually, that's from a beautiful album called Homage to Molavi, which most of us know as Rumi. This is the Dastan Ensemble with Shahram Nazeri. So I don't know how to say happy Nowruz, but if you do, you can let us know. We'll try it. Now we're going to come a little bit closer to home, although I'm not really sure that's true, because my first guest has written a couple of books. One has just come out. This is the second in the Solas Bear trilogy. And these books really perhaps aren't so closer to home, are they?
it's a contemporary fantasy, part of it takes place in our world and part of it in a parallel universe.
There you go. So I said closer to home, and then I realized, maybe. So Melissa S.Q. Ousley is my guest, and congratulations on the new book.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. The Rabbit and the Raven. Again, this is the second. The first was The Sign of the Throne, is that it?
That's correct.
Of the Throne. And as you said, magical parallel realm. I wrote down a couple of quotes, but I may check back in with you on that. So you are going to be reading tomorrow at Beach Books in Seaside at 2 p.m. And I guess you'll be reading again at Lucy's on the 29th. So Melissa, tell us, first of all, I wasn't even sure how to pronounce the name of your trilogy, and where does that name come from?
So it's the Solas Bear trilogy, and the Solas Bear is the the king of Kai Taran Mar, which is the parallel universe. And David Corbin is a young man who has sort of this destiny coming into this world, but he was raised in our world. So now he's going to have the challenge of trying to become a ruler at a very young age and dealing with all the political conflict as well as the threats to his kingdom.
Okay, now, where do you come up with names like Solus Bear and whatever you said it was part of? I didn't even catch the name.
That's a great question. Part of that is actually Latin. So light is a big theme within
soul.
The books.
Okay.
So soul being
mm-hmm.
the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And bear being to carry.
Ah.
So he's someone that represents the light. And as such, he has certain powers. He can fly. He can shoot fire from his hands. He can heal people.
Could he do that here in our world?
He could. Oh. But only now that he's taken the throne. So now he's having to come to terms with all of these new abilities. But also, there's an evil villain, of course.
You have
to have your evil villain who's intent on taking the throne and, you know, wreaking havoc. And so he's trying to save people and do the best he can. So
you started in book one. Was he already in book one? Because I understood you started with a girl.
Yes.
Abby.
Abby Brown is a girl who her dreams start coming true and she can't quite figure it out. And she starts dreaming about this young man and happens to encounter his doppelganger in real life and finds out that their destinies are intertwined and that she actually has to rescue him from from some creatures that are trying to...
Good job, Melissa.
Yes. I like strong female characters, mm-hmm. and so I've got some that are both the heroes and the villains. I have mm-hmm. a woman mm-hmm. who's a bit of a villain, so yeah.
Okay. And your first book came out when?
That was in September. I was over at Beach Books then as well, and so grateful to Beach Books for supporting local authors.
Sure. And now you've roped Lucy's up, too. That's wonderful.
Lucy's is awesome, too.
Our independent bookstores, folks. Independent bookstores, independent radio. Way to make a community. It's a wonderful thing. And have you written other books in the past, or... where does this come from?
I was actually a researcher at a university, and so these were...
In
student services doing statistics, and during my lunch hour and in the evenings, this was my escape. This was my...
You had lots of dreams, and you wanted to see them start coming true.
I did.
Yeah. I read that the, quote, how beguiling darkness can be, and that power always comes with a price.
Yes. Well, the theme in book two is, you know, a lot of times people don't do bad things because they want to do bad things. A lot of times if you do something bad, you actually think your intentions are good. And so the book is kind of a big theme in it is not just focusing on the villains, but on how all of us, you know, have some darkness in us. And you really have to be careful because... sometimes you have good intentions, but end up hurting people. So that's kind of the theme, is that sometimes we fall into darkness without meaning to.
Mm-hmm. And hurting people isn't, in my opinion, isn't even necessarily darkness. It's just that it happens because
Absolutely. Life
is so complex.
None of us are perfect.
Yeah. God forbid. Oh, Lord. We kept on looking for ones. And then I love this idea of the... fine yet twisted line of magical young adult fantasy. That was a quote from someone who was writing about you.
Yeah.
And that was intriguing to me.
One of my reviewers. I think people kind of like that sometimes with young adult books to have a little bit of an edge to them.
What makes it young adult? And what is young adult? What age group is young adult?
Well, you know, and young adult's kind of a bit of a misnomer, really, because it's really looking at the characters in the books are often young people that often are taken out of a situation where their parents can mentor them, or there's usually some sort of theme like that they're kind of on their own and having to figure things out, although they may have other mentors there. But a lot of my readers are not just teenagers. I have all ages of readers that... that love young adult books, I love young adult books too. So,
do you know why? Do you know what it is that draws you to it?
You know, it's, I think there's kind of an optimism to them a lot of times, even the ones that are dystopian that, you know, like Hunger Games or Divergence coming out very soon. And there's a lot of very difficult decisions that people have to make, you know. But I think there's also something really positive too. Young people trying to find their way in the world. And, you know, even though they have hard decisions, they do the best they can. And I think that's pretty great.
So what would you say for someone who's a good reader, but conceptually would be a bottom age for this?
You know, there is a little bit of carnage in these books, a little bit of romance, so you have to have carnage. So, you know, I would say the books are really, I would say anybody about 12 and up would be okay with that. Although I have twin boys and they liked everything but the kissing, so.
Yeah. And how old are they?
They're 10.
Okay. Yeah, so a lot of it depends on the particular maturity of them. And what's your background then? Did you have did you have any training in writing? Or?
My bachelor's was in English, so I had some experience there, but mostly life experience. You know, I have a background in mental health as well and education.
Other people's mental health as well as your own. You
mean? Yeah, as well as my own.
Okay. Well, it's funny because that whole idea of an English major, what play is that from? An English major? Because what do you do with an English major? Well, there you go. You're writing, and that's great. That's great. And there was book one, and there is book two. Mm-hmm. Is there another book? Yes, of course. It's a trilogy, so you have another one coming.
The Soar Comes is the third book, and that's where everything comes together. That's actually in my editor's hands right now. So we're looking for that to come out probably late fall or early spring.
Did you know when you started that you wanted it to be a trilogy, or you just started writing and it got so long you figured it better be broken up, or what?
You know, when I first started writing, I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just having a good time, and I was the first reader. I was telling the story to myself, and you know, it started to come together, and then once I had the first book done, I started working on the second, and kind of started to take shape, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it so much.
So do you still have a day job?
You know, I don't at this point. As I said, I used to be a researcher. And so my husband and I moved up here a couple of years ago. And I thought, you know, I'd like to give this a try. It's been great. It's been a really wonderful thing to have the time to just, you know, write and connect. And there's a lot of marketing that comes from being an independent author. I work with a small independent press.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
So, but you know, there's a lot of new skills that I'm learning about social media marketing, and I really enjoy that.
Right, right. So it's a whole. And have you met with other writers in this area?
Oh, you know, we are so lucky, this area that we're in. We have so many great local authors and such a nice community and so much support, especially, you know, from independent radio and independent bookstores.
Yay, independent radio. And the number here is 503-325-0010. Well, I asked Melissa that, and as I was saying it, I realized, or as you were giving your answer, I realized, yeah, this area is so rich with creative people.
It is.
And, you know, the atmosphere, the beauty that surrounds us is all very inspiring. So, I don't hear as much from authors, so it's nice to hear you say that there is because there are writing groups, I know, and there are open mics for poetry and short fiction and things like that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, and then you find your independent bookstores that will support local authors and first-time authors. So that's great. Great. Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And again, let's make that clear. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., Melissa Eskew-Oosley will be at the Beach Books in Seaside. And she is going to be reading at about 2 p.m., or at least she'll be there at 2 p.m., and I'm sure she'll be glad to chat with you and answer questions. And then she'll be at Lucy's Books on the 29th, so stay tuned for that as well. Congratulations on the book, The Rabbit and the Raven, second in the Solus Bear trilogy. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Give us your money. something funny, might hear something strange. All the information that you need to know. Brought to you right here on your host radio. We need your money, we need your time. Can you spare some quarters? Can you spare some dimes? We gotta have your help to continue the show. All of the music you love on your coast radio. The news that you need to hear, the stuff you won't get from those that sell fear. This is your station, and our members make it go. All of your music and news on your coast radio.
Hi, this is Banana of the Youngbloods and Grandpa Banana, and you're listening to Carol Newman's Arts Live and Local on Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, and coastradio.org, wherever you are on the planet.
Hey.
That's great.
What do you think about that, Mark? Pretty cool,
that.
Huh?
That
was Banana.
Of the Youngbloods, historic, and he's—it's such a cool thing that because of the tenor guitar gathering, and because Banana is an incredible world-class tenor guitar player, we got him to Astoria, which he loves as much as anybody who's ever come here, and he loves this radio station. He just walked in and saw all the records and
including his music.
Yeah, he's phenomenal, fun. And he was here 2 years in a row and just loves this town. And
yeah, that was so fun, and it was so fun that he recorded a little promo for us. So I thought, oh, Mark's coming in, my guest. Right now, in case you don't know that voice, is Mark Josephs, who is the originator, the inspiration, the all kinds of good things of Tenor Guitar Gathering, and he actually commutes. He commutes here from L.A. I know that's a hell of a commute, Mark.
Well, pretty soon I'll be here full time.
Oh, that's good when you don't have any more bills to pay, is that it?
There you go.
Well, we are delighted to have you here today, and that's why I snagged him, because he's not here all the time, and Tenor Guitar 5 is coming up.
It is, the 5th Annual Tenor Guitar Gathering.
Amazing.
We've got a wonderful website that's anything... You know, people still stop me and say, what is a tenor guitar and how do you tune it? Where's the gathering? Everything you want to know about the tenor guitar is on our Oregon nonprofit website, tenorguitarfoundation.org. You can just Google Tenor Guitar Foundation, and it has links to Coast Radio. And, you know, let's talk about the Carol Newman Show for a minute.
Wait a minute. That's not the name of it, Mark. It's called
Arts Live and Local.
Thank you.
Arts Live and Local.
And the phone number is 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. And you can call in right now. Can't other people call in?
Well, you know,
Did you call? I just
donated $100 of my own personal money on behalf of my wife and myself, because
thanks,
we love
guys.
The radio station. All the programs are great. We have a special affinity for your show. And I would like anyone listening who has ever been to any of the tenor guitar gatherings or is planning to come, call right now and pledge to your show. That way I'll know that at least people who play tenor guitar or knew about the gathering will call in, because
we had a blast that time when we had 8 tenor guitar players in this little tiny room. Come on over, folks, and have a look at the studio. It's not tiny, but it's pretty small for 8 people and me, and we had a blast.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. So what are the dates of the
They're
festival?
June 5th through June 8th, and it's a little bit slightly bigger than last year. Usually it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and people leave on Sunday. But I wanted people to arrive in Astoria on Wednesday, enjoy the music Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and leave on Monday, because it brings more people into the area. And so far, the few tickets that we've started to sell, people have done just that. They bought a 4-day thing for Thursday through Sunday, so they get to see the most amount of music.
Right.
And it'll be June 5th through June 8th.
And if anybody ever wonders whether the arts are extraneous, let's make it clear right here and now. Just judging from what Mark just said, all these people come in, and they come in from all over the country.
Yes.
And they don't stay under the tree or under the bridge.
No.
They stay in hotels, and they eat food in restaurants, and they look around at this fabulous city of ours. Some people even pick up, I hope, some of the wonderful original art we have around here. But they add to the community, because they also bring their instruments and...
They love it here. And, you know, people, because I'm the president of the Tenor Guitar Foundation,
yes.
And anyone listening, if you would like to be president, just give me a call and we can work that out. But they often say to me, well, why don't we have it like at a Marriott, like in Portland? There's an airport in Portland. And the whole idea is that the city of Astoria is really part of the gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And that we go from, we're going to be this year at, again, at the Astor Street Opry Company.
Right, at ESOC.
Which we donate some money to them, because we really like what they do for the community. And we run it as a fundraiser for KMUN.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And our goal is to have, you know, not only bring in people from outside the community, and the tickets we're getting are from Vancouver, British Columbia, somebody in Simi Valley, California, two people from Dalles, Oregon, Dallas, Oregon.
The Dalles.
So not only do we want to bring in people from outside, but we want some of the,
local,
a lot of the people who live here to
to
go Thursday through Sunday to really enjoy the whole program.
Yeah, and I've been going since the beginning, and it is dynamite. And you've brought in some people that we just wouldn't see otherwise. And the other thing is that no matter what instrument you play, you can join in on some of the jams.
Yes, you can. Sure. It's not limited.
And for full disclosure, I play washboard. And that's not anything like a tenor guitar.
No.
For one thing, I don't have to tune it. But I am always welcomed, and you will be too. And if you don't want to play an instrument or a bucket or whatever, you can just sit and tap your feet or just sit and relax and enjoy the wonderful music and the camaraderie. We just finished Fisher Poets Gathering. We know how powerful it is when people who have a common interest come together, and all kinds of, talk about creativity.
True.
Holy cow, stuff. They bounce off one another. They play together. They learn tunes from one another.
You never really know who's going to show up and what's going to happen. And I worry about it up until the day it happens. You know, it's just so much. It's so much work that I had no idea. But usually, what happens is, and every year I say the same thing: if I didn't have to do it, I could just sit around and play tenor guitar.
Exactly.
But when it comes together, it's such an incredible event that I think, you know,
it
was really worth
it. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why you're the president, Mark. And someday somebody else will take over and you won't have to be in charge of it. But in the meantime, it does take someone at the helm. And I, for one, and KMUN, and I know Astor Street Opry, and all the people who get to enjoy the music do very much appreciate it. And now Mark Josephs is here from the tenor guitar. He's here at KMUN. Broadcasting on 91.9 and 89.5 at KTCB. And we're in the middle of Pledge Drive, and we need to hear from you, whether it's for because you like to write, or you like music, or you like theater, whatever it is. This is the arts program. It's the only real arts program on the air. It's 1 hour.
This is a very important program. And people that I say, well, you know, Carol's show reaches out to so many people. And it does, and it touches everybody's heart, too. I mean, Arts Live and Local is just such a unique thing.
Oh, my goodness. So all these artists around here, all these creative people who are wonderful in so many ways.
Well, your show has a profound effect on people, and I know just from this internet thing I have, the Tenor Guitar Registry, it's like a chat room for tenor guitar players. A lot of people will say to me, I never really post anything, but I always watch it, and it means a lot to me. Mm. And I think that's a lot for your listeners. Yeah. You know, you don't always hear it. You might hear it from a few people, but the profound impact that you have, your show, and just having this great radio show, that's what makes the community.
Almost 31 years on the air in this little tiny town, and we weren't always streaming all over the world. We managed to stay alive. And I also am holding in my hand a gorgeous watercolor by Scott Johnson, whose work I love. I have one of his miniatures in my house, and he gave us this piece. It's a gorgeous piece on heavy stock and matted, and it is yours. It's actually a $400 value. And if you know Scott's work, he shows in Cannon Beach, teaches, and does all kinds of good things. Gallery sits. Just saw him the other week. You know how fine his work is. I would be glad to see Scott's work go to somebody who cares enough. And if you call in with a pledge of $120 or more.
Or a tenor guitar lesson.
Oh, wow, Mark.
Because I can play harmonica, tenor guitar, and ukulele.
Yeah, I left Mark's music at home because I asked him to bring his. He's got this. Tell us quickly about that. And then I have two more guests, so we can't stay on.
This is a cigar box tenor guitar, and it's tied into this station. Because Gordo, who was a programmer here and who really got the whole Tenor Guitar Foundation, the annual gatherings started, and we'll never forget that.
No.
His brother made this.
It's a beauty.
Bill yeah. Styler, who's going to come here. So it's a cigar box, and it's tuned in fifths, just like it's a tenor guitar. You have to donate to the Carol Newman. It's not called Carol Newman.
No,
it's called Arts Live and Local Show.
So, Mark, is there going to be a workshop or something this coming year?
Well, there's lots of workshops, and one is Build Your Own Cigar Box Guitar.
Oh, my
and,
gosh. Great.
We need some people to donate cigar boxes.
Okay.
So
Good.
If you want to donate some cigar boxes, it's... to learn about the workshops, you can go to tenorguitarfoundation.org, but there's going to be lots of workshops. But this is a unique one because one of the locals who's at the Sunday market builds cigar box guitars, and Bill Styler, and they're all going to help.
Oh, wow.
It's for parents and their kids.
Wow.
It's $60 for a three-hour workshop that includes all materials, and you walk out with a slide guitar that's electric. It's a really good deal.
Oh, this is trippy. Okay, so we're going to hear more about that in a couple of months. In the meantime, if you are at a garage sale and you see a cigar box, grab it and bring it with you. Hey, Mark. Josephs, thanks so much for being here. And thank you for your donation to Coast Community Radio.
My pleasure.
So much appreciated.
Thank you very much. And anything that you want to find out about, just go to tenorguitarfoundation.org.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
Thanks so much.
And we'll see you in June. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Well, that was my next guest, and that is Dave Drury, who is going to be doing a concert along with his students. And that is tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin. And this is another Music for the Pack, at the Pack. And I'll let Dave tell you a little bit more about it. But he does this annually. It's his Spring Student Guitar Recital and Concert, 7 o'clock. But he doesn't just... he features the students. He also plays sometimes with them, sometimes solo. And then this time you have some extra guests as well, right?
Yes. Janet Bowler is going to play some Celtic music with me. And then we have a trio made up of myself and Todd Peterson on bass and Ken Kirby on drums. And
oh, my. That'll be fun.
Yeah, fun.
Well, now, you play with Todd a lot, don't you?
Yes. Every Thursday night, we play at the Bridgewater Bistro as a duo now.
Okay.
It used to be a trio.
I know. We miss Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's send some healing wishes out to him.
Oh, yeah.
And but you're playing somewhere tonight, too?
I am playing at the Bridgewater tonight, yeah, solo. I trade off with Tom Trudell, another pianist. And
it's rather mind-boggling, this area. We have music, so much music, and so many fine musicians, and that's what they do. They trade off. So Dave plays in one place one night, somewhere else another night. Tom plays the alternate night, and then he plays somewhere else. The Shelburne. Jennifer plays, and everybody is, you know, just all over the place. It's quite wonderful. So tell us about the concert tomorrow night at the PAC.
Well, it starts at 7 o'clock, and have five students that have really done a wonderful job preparing for it, and they're very enthusiastic, a little nervous, I'm sure. But
of course. And what kind of music are they playing?
Well, goodness, everything from kind of a country tune by the Wreckers called Leave the Pieces. Julia Shepherd will be singing and playing, playing with her.
Does she play an instrument as well?
She plays guitar.
She's learning guitar?
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Great.
She really could have accompanied herself, but it's just kind of fun to do it together.
How nice. You don't teach voice, too?
No.
That was a quick one. No.
Yeah.
Not a chance. go ahead, who else?
Well, and then Emily Sari is another really wonderful singer. This is the first time I've had people sing, other than last year, Louise Goyena?
Goyena, right.
Goodness gracious.
From the North Coast Chorale. Oh,
yeah.
Man, she's fabulous.
Oh, it was
she?
Wonderful. Yeah, boy, I had to work real hard on the piece to accompany her. But, and then Margaret Frimuth is playing a Beatles tune.
All right.
Here, There, and Everywhere.
All right.
John Snyder, who was our Astoria finance director, is playing a medley of four songs.
So you have a range in age, in type of music, in background of your students, obviously, since some are still high school students and some are longtime professionals and college students. And how is this? Your major focus is what, jazz and classical? Wait a minute, you used to be a rock and roll star. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course, you play the guitar. You have to have dabbled.
Why I can't hear well.
Yeah. You never did punk, though, did you?
No. No, this was back in the 60s, 70s. Okay.
That was after your time, before your time. So the students get to perform. And then you'll be having the professional musicians, Todd and Janet and Ken.
Right.
And you playing together as well. And this is Music for the Pack and at the Pack. The Pack is the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin. And So this is being produced, I think, by Partners for the PAC and North Oregon Coast Symphony. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Charlene Larson mentioned that it's important to point out that the North Oregon Coast Symphony is actually the main presenter this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, it's kind of retitled a little bit,
Please.
I guess I was supposed to mention that.
Oh, please.
They present guest artist David Drury and Spring Guitars. So, but it is still to benefit the Partners for the PAC.
Right. To benefit save the PAC. So, bottom line, even if you don't know what we're talking about, is the music's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
And it's at 7 o'clock. And bottom line also is that this community once again works together as a community. And when I say community, I'm not just talking Astoria, obviously, because I don't live in Astoria. I'm talking about the entire region, as you'll see from my next guest, who's also doing a benefit concert. And we try to help each other out, work together, and I think that's what the arts are all about. And thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming in, and I will be glad to see you and hear you. And we need you folks to call us, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. The phone has not been ringing. The folks on the phone think that it's broken. So please give us a call. Make sure they know that you support the arts and you support Coast Community Radio and the way we make sure that the community communicates. And again, I've got some very special gifts, including this gorgeous watercolor by Scott Johnson. Isn't that beautiful? That's a beauty. Oh, look, Elizabeth's here, so maybe she's going to say that the phone's broken, or what do you got to tell us?
Oh, I'm just kind of enjoying drinking some drinks and reading the paper and putting my feet up. But I'd really like to chat with some folks who love Coast Community Radio, appreciate Arts Live and Local. If you have ever had your event announced on the air here for free, if we've helped you find your lost animal for free, many things we do complimentary as community service. If we've helped you out in any way, please take a moment and call us 1-800-518-0010 and become a member. We have lots of levels, and we have a challenge from Harmony Soapworks. And just do the right thing. You know you want to do it. You know you appreciate us. Membership started just $25, and we have lots of thank you gifts. But the important thing is you're supporting something as valuable as Coast Community Radio. We are so lucky, Carol, to have a wonderful radio station like this.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, Elizabeth, just as you said, we are so lucky. I swear to God, folks, the sun came out. It's going away again now, but it did come out. It burst through, didn't you? Isn't that amazing?
Right.
So it's because all of us have pitched together for 31 years. Some of us have been on the air or working behind the scenes to make sure that this radio station comes to you. We are a rarity in this nation, not to mention the world. I mean, when BBC Four came, they were blown away. They came for Fisher Poets, and they were blown away to see what we've got here.
Oh, wow. Did they stop by?
They were here.
I didn't know they
were
here.
They
were
on my
BBC
show. They were on Joanne's show. Yeah, they're doing a special on Fisher Poets, and they included Coast Community Radio. And again, we helped them out because we had the board. We let them plug into our board so they could record directly. So that's the way it works. But you need to call. Why don't you give the numbers one more time?
1-800-518-0010 or 503-325-0010. And if you call at a $75 family level, we will give you a gift certificate for $20 for the fabulous Baked Alaska, where the only thing they overlook is the Columbia River.
Ooh, cute. I love that.
Good food. And thank you to the Baked Alaska, $75 family membership. Please call us.
And make Elizabeth work. She's a program director. She's sitting out there, and she's drinking too much coffee. Make her work
and
right
she's
now.
She's lonely out there.
And
give her a call.
There you go. And Lonely. Oh, I thought you were going to burst into song.
No, not yet.
Okay. I have Clint Carter here from the North Coast Blues. And, you know, Clint's a businessman, too. And I actually heard his business mentioned this morning on the air. I don't even remember whether it was a gift certificate, but I understand you're moving.
We are.
Imperial Schooner.
Correct.
And they support Coast Community Radio also. But Clint's here now because, ta-da!
Okay. My band, North Coast Blues, with Richard Tomasian. We're going to be doing a benefit concert on Wednesday the 19th at 7 p.m. at Hilltop Auditorium in Ilwaco. And this is to benefit the Ilwaco High Music Program. It's kind of a special thing this year. The entire music department, the choir, the jazz band, and the symphonic band, all of them are going to Disney World in Florida for a national competition. And they've raised a ton of money, but we need to get a little bit more for them to make sure that they get there. This is going to be a chance in a lifetime for some of these kids.
Absolutely. Now, how many students is that?
I want to say like 60, maybe. I don't really know for sure, but it's a ton.
Their own airplane or something.
Yeah,
or train or whatever.
One, right.
That's it is. It's very exciting that all of these kids from Hilltop, from Ilwaco High School, and so again, it's the jazz, the symphonic band, the jazz band, and the choir,
all of them, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that happening where the whole school
department.
Now, what's your connection with the school?
Well, I just like to help the kids out. In fact, I haven't done it this year, but last year I would go up on Fridays and tutor the jazz band drummer some. And I had lots of influences when I was growing up, and so it's my turn to give back. And so I'm really attached to the kids. And Rachel, like their teacher, is just she's dynamic and just really connects with the kids. And she's marvelous. So anything we can do to help these kids, we're going to.
Well, I love it. So this is the North Coast Blues Band. And by the way, what did I go up there for? Women in the Blues? What was the festival that was? Was that the
in Ilwaco?
It was Women in the Blues. It was in Ilwaco. I think Bruce Peterson was talking about it, but I thought, you know, you guys were all, everybody was playing, and it was like,
oh, yeah, that was our Blues and Seafood event.
Blues and Seafood,
correct.
That was
Yeah.
That's right, and one part of it was Women in the Blues, right?
Yeah, it was
six different women
exactly.
singing.
We call them the Heartbreakers, and they're going to be back this year, actually.
Oh, great.
And they're,
that was a hot concert.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Blown away.
Yeah, really good. This year for Blues and Seafood, we're getting Albert Cummings, clear from Massachusetts, and Albert's phenomenal,
cow.
So yeah.
But this is the kind of spirit that happens. So here they are working to bring in exciting acts for people who might not get to see it, and at the same time supporting the kids, the local kids, so that they can go out. I mean, that's fantastic, and they can experience the world, and they will meet up with musicians, you know, kids from all over the country, too.
Absolutely, and it is a national competition, so it's going to be good for them. To go to this thing.
Yeah. So now, your concert is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
This is good, folks, because, you know, this is a little less usual. You know, it's not as much competition on Wednesday. And it is 7 p.m. at Hilltop Auditorium in Ilwaco.
Correct.
Is that still part of the school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's
so there are signs on the road that will tell folks where to go?
Actually there is. You can get right to it. Just go up. Golly, I can't remember the name of the darn street now. But anyway, it's right up there at the high school.
Yeah.
On top of the hill. That's why they call it Hilltop. Yeah.
Darn, that is so clever.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know it.
That's
great.
But
it's at 7 p.m. And if you haven't been to Hilltop Auditorium since they rebuilt it a few years ago, it is just phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's
I've heard that.
Yeah,
right?
It's a wonderful
auditorium. Back, so.
Wonderful auditorium. So right. I've got, for North Coast Blues this time, I've got myself and Richard Tomasian. I've got Holly Jeffrey, who's going to play bass for us. And Holly is just fairly new with bass, but she's just phenomenal. She's like a sponge, kind of. You feed her something, and she just soaks it in, and she'll... right back to you. She's phenomenal. Also, my my trombone fellow from Renton, Washington, is coming all the way over for this event. It's Skinny Lynn Cook.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know Skinny? Yeah, yes. Yeah. He plays in the Neil Diamond tribute band, Cherry Cherry.
Right.
And we have Skinny come over and play with us whenever
yes,
we can.
And
the kids love him. And of course, he'll be working with the horn players. And we're going to do one of my original songs that Skinny actually wrote horn parts for. So we'll get the kids involved in that. It'll be fun.
Great. Well, Clint Carter from the North Coast Blues and lots of other things on the peninsula is my guest. And again, this is concert is happening Wednesday, the 19th at 7 p.m. at Hilltop Auditorium. And it is a benefit to send all the high school, El Waco High School, musically inclined kids to Florida for a national competition and have the adults support them fully. That's terrific. Thank you, Carol. Yeah.
Speaking of support, I'd like to encourage everyone to call the numbers you've been given and donate to KMU. And my golly, these guys have been here for 31 years, and you need something done. These are the folks to come to. There's just
thanks.
Well, you're more than welcome. I can't say enough about you guys. You're right on top of the news and everything that goes on.
And so. Clint and his business put their money where their mouth is too. They do support Coast Community Radio, and we need you two too. There's only 4 minutes left to the show. I haven't reached my goal. You know how I get when I don't reach my goal.
I don't have
that many goals in my life. So when I don't reach them, I really get upset.
Come on,
so the number is 503. Yeah, please call. No,
I'm still in here. Come on, call.
It's okay. Duke Kahanamoku will protect you.
Duke. Oh, is that Duke down here?
Duke Kahanamoku. That's his newest name. Also known as Duke of Earl and Duke Ellington.
Well, he's not going to do much protecting. He's laying there asleep.
Tell everybody that. 503-325-0010. As a matter of fact, I'm so glad I reminded myself, Duke Kahanamoku is going to become the newest four-legged member of Coast Community Radio. I'm signing him up. He asked me to. He actually wants to join by all three of his names.
Oh.
So he may even join, if there's a British show, Duke of Edinburgh. I don't know. I'll let him decide.
Does he pay for all three names?
Absolutely.
All right.
I work them hard. Don't worry.
Good for you, Duke.
503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. Give us a call right now, please.
Do it.
Need to hear from you. And I'll be out there in the community, so, you know, next time you say, that was a great show, Carol, or thank you so much, or I got tickets, I don't want to hear it from you unless you are a member. Now, if you call on another show, that's fine, too. Wouldn't hurt for you to call and pitch in an extra $10 now, just so we know you're listening. And I love doing this show, but when Pledge Drive comes, there is a little pressure here. Not too much, but a little pressure, $400 worth of. So thank you so much, Clint, for coming in.
You are more than welcome.
For supporting us, for supporting the community, for supporting the kids.
And thank you for supporting the community.
You bet. And I want to read you a couple of things going on. Astoria High School, All I Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten, speaking of kids in school. Tonight, not this weekend, tonight is the last performance at 7 o'clock. They did a great job. I saw them last week. Moody Little Sister, oh my. That's Naomi Hooley and Rob Stroop are at the Adrift tonight at 9 p.m. And Saturday, Sarsaparilla and Tin Tiger on Sunday and Monday. Coaster I can't even remember which it is. It's at 7:30 tonight, though, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, but it opens tonight. And then it's playing 3 o'clock on Sunday, I believe, too. Noel Coward, Comical Farce. How can you go wrong with Noel Coward? Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, they're holding auditions by appointment, so you have to call 503-436-1242 for Into the Woods and 39 Steps. And tomorrow, Melissa Eskew-Oosley at the Seaside Books at 2 p.m. And Pop-Up Peninsula Association of Performing Artists Fiddler on the Roof audition Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 4:30 at Fort Columbia State Park. Dusu Mali Band is going to be at the Voodoo Room at 9 o'clock. African Blues, and they're also going to be tomorrow on Crossroads with Todd. And Elizabeth, you have something to say?
Well, Lance called in from Seaside,
oh,
and he wanted to say that if he can do it, You can do it, listeners. So 503-325-0010. Thank you, Lance.
Thank you, Lance. That's very sweet. And it's true. If he can do it, you can do it. If we can do it. Let me tell you what else is happening. Napa High School is presenting The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe Saturday at 7, Sunday at 3. Manzanita Writer Series at the Hoffman with Lydia Yuknovich. Dora, a head case, 7 to 9, and open mic, and she's doing a workshop from 10 to 3. That's all on Saturday. Seaside Twisted Fish has a DJ with DJ Nacho Business, our very own Nacho Business, and Dave Drury's concert at 7 at the Performing Arts Center. Your Heart's Desire is at Kiowanda in Pacific City, and it benefits Tillamook Arts, Tillamook Schools in the Arts.